Let me wrap up the course then by a few comments on glorification. Obviously, this doctrine receives its primary treatment in heaven and hell, consideration of heaven and hell in the class on eschatology. But it seems to me that when you have a course on soteriology, you can't end the course without a few comments, because the whole Ordo Salutis is designed, is burdened to lead to glorification. This is the climax of all. So let me, just in maybe 15, 20 minutes, try to say a few things. The first thing we need to focus on is the hope of glorification. This is the entire vision, the goal, the dream of the Christian as he moves through this world. He's moving to indescribable bliss. The bliss of future glory is his hope. The Hebrew word kabod, K-A-B-O-D, which means heaviness or weight, literally. By extension to God means that God is full of splendor, of weighty brilliance and beauty. And the similar word in Greek, doxa, D-O-X-A, means honor and radiance and glory. So by glory, we mean the outshining of the essence of the triune God. And Scripture makes the grand claim that true believers in Christ, one day, beyond all history, will share, and even share fully in the divine glory that we have lost in our fall. And so, to encourage Colossian believers, Paul wrote of the hope that is stored up for you, reserved for you in heaven. Colossians 1, verse 5. Scripture abounds with texts that teach the believer's hope of future glory. Also in the Old Testament, David, or Asaph, it's Asaph, isn't it? Psalm 73, verse 24, says that thou wilt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward take me into glory. Paul in Romans 5, verse 2 says, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So glorification is the final link in the chain. It's the final event in the salvation of true believers. It began in eternity past with election, and it ends with glorification. It's the fitting conclusion to our spiritual journey in which God's glory is progressively revealed.